would say it's a surprise, and I don't want to tell you what it is. That's another level that this play has. It's a kind of a mystery. It's a mystery show, and we wonder, we know there's been a murder, and we don't know who has done it, and we don't know who the victim is, and at the end we do know. And we're then left as an audience with the pastor determining what it means.
That was Lee Salisbury, a University of Alaska Fairbanks drama professor, and I'm Karen Sedgill, Director of Public Affairs, with this week's edition of University Focus. Salisbury is director of the UAF Drama Workshop production, Buried Child. Tonight and tomorrow night are the last opportunities to see the play written by Sam Shepard. It is a commentary on the inner health of the nation as seen through the lives of a Midwestern farm family. And we are one of few communities able to see the play so soon after it has left Broadway.
We are far enough away so that they figure our audiences are quite small. So we're fortunate in that way. In the community here, several new plays have been done just after they've left Broadway. Of course, this one's especially exciting because it's a Pulitzer Prize winner from 78. And Shepard is an extraordinary young playwright who has finally won a prize for his work.
The play has been described as difficult, and Salisbury believes the difficulty is evenly distributed among actors, director, and audience, though he admits it's least difficult for the actors because it is so well written with Midwestern idioms that ring so true.
The audiences, I find, get lots of different meanings out of this because there's so many levels of story in this. It's the story of the breakdown of communication in a family. It can be construed to mean the deterioration of a certain kind of traditional family structure that was once as American as apple pie and that we can't find very much anymore. On another level, all of these people are symbols, but they're symbols without losing their humanity. It's just a very intriguing show. People who have seen it have come back afterwards and have said, you know, I've been thinking about that show ever since I saw it. And everybody has his own notions of what it means, partly because there's a lot of deliberate ambiguity in it. The characters all have their own version of the truth, and you take your choice. You can you decide who's telling the truth and who isn't, and your notion of what the story is about depends on who you believe.
Although the title, Buried Child, might seem oppressive and depressing, Salisbury said laughter runs throughout the play.
I wish it were named anything but what it's named, because I'm sure that's holding people away in droves. However, our audiences have been very good, I should add. It's got a lot of humor in it. It's got a serious theme, but of course, people deal with life as all of us do, with humor. And so there's a lot of laughing throughout the show. It gets serious at moments where it has to be serious, but these are just down-to-earth, down-home folksy people who have their own way of dealing with each other, and their communication with each other is just delightful because they have their own ways of sort of tuning in and tuning out each other. I think all of us can recognize little bits of our own families and people we know from a show that is written this way.
Lee Salisbury was on sabbatical leave last year, and Buried Child is the first UAF play he has directed since his return. The cast of Buried Child includes Richard Ussery, Barbara Gorman, Ray Parshall, Stephen Burbeck, Greg Gustafson, and T. Frady. Buried Child will be presented at 8 both tonight and Saturday night in the Fine Arts Theater. The concert band will perform in the UAF Concert Hall at 8 on Wednesday and Thursday evening this week. Research Day is Thursday the 30th. The entire community is invited to visit the West Ridge of the campus and become familiar with the Institute. And the women's volleyball team will be playing UA Anchorage next Friday at 8 in the Patty Gym. I'm Karen Sedgill, and this has been University Focus. From the University of Alaska Fairbanks, where education and research face tomorrow today.
University Focus is produced by the UAF Public Affairs Office at KUAC-FM.